All right, how about this guy who jumped in and risked his life wrestling an alligator to save a complete stranger?
There you go. That's a hero.
That's a hero.
That's a hero.
Did you see this video?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Stipe from REM. Oh, my God.
Michael Stipe from REM would not jump into an alligator pit.
I know. That's why I was so shocked.
It's wild footage. AJ, please post it when we're done.
Okay.
On our Facebook page. The alligator's named Darth Gator. Right there, you should know. This is bad friggin' news.
I mean, it's a great name.
Like,
it's a great gator name.
Right. If it's called Wally,
yeah.
I'm in. Friendly. Wally Gator.
Wally Gator.
Remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
Hey,
Wally Gator.
He only had the collar of a shirt. He didn't have the whole shirt.
Right.
So I'm thinking he lost that in a fight.
And a hat.
And a tie, no?
Yeah.
The collar and a tie.
And a hat.
And a hat.
Basically, it was Yogi Bear as an alligator.
I never put that together, but you're absolutely right.
Exactly right. Yeah, they had that same formula. Give them a hat and a tie, they're a person.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I'd not be worried about this gator.
Right.
So he's got a collar and sleeves, like the wrist sleeves.
Oh, like the cuffs.
No tie.
Yeah.
Nothing else but a
little
hat.
Oh, no tie.
Nope. No tie that I see, at least in this clip.
Okay.
I don't know if they added one later on, but.
That would be awkward for a gator to have the tie, because it could get caught in your mouth while you're.
Exactly right.
Trying to have dinner.
Fish trying to bite on it, yeah.
So, yeah, and he's even got cufflinks on the wrist.
Yeah.
Very fancy.
There were a couple of characters like that with the cuffling things.
So if I hear the name Wally Gator, I'm like, okay, probably friendly.
Yeah.
But if I hear the alligator's name is Darth Gator, I'm thinking, this is going to be a problem.
Right, or it's called Death.
Here's the weird part about this. All of it's weird. But it was a Utah kids party.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what parents says. Let's see. Would we like someone to make balloon animals?
Right.
Maybe a clown? A magician? Or would you like a live gator named Darth Gator?
Right.
Let's go see the gator.
Let's go to a reptile institute and look at Darth Gator.
Yeah, was it a reptile institute?
Yeah, because they had some kind of like a glass enclosure and whatnot.
Yeah,
I know, but that doesn't mean it's a reptile institute.
It was called Scales and Tails, I think. It was like a place you go to see reptiles.
Okay.
They specialize kind of in these parties, I imagine.
I believe so. Yeah.
Even still, you don't have a nasty gator for kids.
We did have the guy with the snake and the bag and the bird like come by for like a kids party once.
I did that for young Chaz. We had all those, you know, like the creepy tarantula and all that stuff.
Here comes the guinea pig.
Yeah. And I guess that I was just as dumb as these people then, because that snake could have wrapped around a kid and just pop.
Even the guinea pig, one chomp on a finger.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So I'm with these people, actually.
Yeah, good news. You said you want to have another kid? You have
to
now.
Those parents would be named Heather and John.
And Chaz.
This place is categorized as a petting zoo.
Well, this is where the pets pet the people.
Right.
Oh, man. So picture a glass enclosure, almost like one of those glass cubes that AJ was in, but bigger.
Right.
Right. And there's water in it and an alligator and a human.
Yep.
The human is the, quote, trainer.
Professional.
The professional.
With a helmet on.
She's talking to the kids, telling them about the alligator. And the alligator says, you know, it would be really fun.
Yeah, let's ramp this up a little bit.
To bite this woman's hand.
Right.
And drag her into the water.
Right. It's like a foot of water.
And
she kind of uppercutted it first.
Yeah.
It like tries to get out of the pond that it's in, like the little bath that they have it.
Yeah.
So she opens it, I guess, to feed it or something. And it goes to this. I was like, oh, there's more room out there. I'm going out there. And she's like, no. And like, right under his chin. And then he was like, okay, I'm going to take your wrist now.
If I can't be out there, then you're going to be in here.
Right.
It got all bitey. Yep.
So what you're only going to hear the audio, but so this happens, and there's a few seconds where everyone is just like, this is really friggin' bad. A dad who just got married is with his stepkid, runs around and jumps into this enclosure.
Yeah. Make some points with mom right there. Yeah, that's my stepkid. Watch this. I'm getting laid tonight for sure.
What?
For sure.
So he jumps in, grabs this alligator, and wrestles it.
Right. Jumped on top of it.
Yeah.
Jumps on top of it, and then gets it like in a headlock position.
Yep.
Really, no even hesitation. That was the really surprising part.
Yeah, he ran right in
immediately.
Seconds.
It was really unbelievable.
Right. Of course, the kids cried. Woo-hoo!
There was another parent that ran in, but he was like, I'm not getting bit.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's standing on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Can I help you with some wires?
I'm the spotter.
What actually going in there?
Yeah. It's like you came in here out of obligation, but now you're not really doing anything.
Right, right. I just want to look cool.
I think at one point he leans down and looks at the trainer, the professional, who's got her arm still inside of the alligator's mouth. He's like, can I do anything to help?
There were two different
like, you know
guys.
What? Just give me some room.
There were two different guys. One guy in a black shirt came in, then another guy with a mustache came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the guy on top of the
That guy's already in there.
He's already,
a yellow vest or yellow shirt or something like that.
Fully engaged.
Yeah, he's on top.
Bald guy.
And then the guy with a black shirt walks in, and he disappears, and another guy came in.
Oh, that was the second guy. I thought it was the same guy.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I think one probably ran to get help, because they're, you know, obviously there's a lot of yelling. And you don't see anyone immediately come to assist. So I think one guy was like, I'm going to get someone.
Yeah, that's the thing I found odd is, one, you don't have two people at this enclosure, two trained professionals. And then the other is it took so long. Like, they were yelling out, like, hey, we need help. Something's going wrong in here.
Well, the other person's like, I'm with a python right now.
Trouble in the other enclosure.
This place is going to get closed.
I'm boxed in by the Komodo dragon.
I'm a little busy right now with a python.
Well, what about the lion person? Well, I just see his sneaker. I don't see anything else.
Burp.
The other sneaker comes out of the mouth.
Oops, sorry. Right. I'm a little busy right now.
The bravery of this guy is insane.
And he wet his pants. You know, he jumped into the water. That's not nice water either. Ugh.
Oh, he was completely in that water, completely has this thing in a headlock.
Yep.
And you might have a hard time following this, but you'll hear that she's talking, and then people start getting freaked out. That's when the alligator grabs her, and then, you know, you'll hear the
kids cry.
Kids cry. People call for help. Yep. This guy runs in.
Trying to get out.
Yep.
Whoa.
And she's bit.
Uh-oh, we want me here. We got trouble in here.
Hold on.
We got trouble in here.
That's, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then the snake person.
I'm all busy with the python right now. just give me a second.
We got trouble in here.
See, now, I wouldn't have yelled out, we got trouble.
Right.
Because it's like, are they saying they're blowing bubbles?
Right.
Are they,
But bubbles in the other enclosure.
Stubble.
I would yell.
Flubble?
Alligator fight!
No.
Help!
Right.
Bobcat! It's a bobcat!
We don't have bobcats here.
they don't have tails or scales.
Code word, bobcat. Code word, bobcat.
Jeez.
Wally Gator!
It's a lot of words. We got trouble in here.
Yeah.
That's like, help. How about help?
By the way, that's the same guy that jumps on top of the alligator.
Yeah.
Is he the only one?
Yeah.
Like, reacting to this, everybody else is like, oh, I don't want this great show.
He probably owns a place. I'm going to get sued.
He was mad, too, because the person is filming with their cell phone, and he, while he's helping, he splashes the water back at the person recording.
I think he was throwing his cell phone out of the water.
Because
there's a little, like, walkway there.
That's what I saw, too.
But you don't want to be on phone,
But think about the person who's just sat there recording this.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
that could have turned really bad, and all she did was stand there and record it. Like, no one jumped in to help him.
Right.
You're watching this video. You're like, this is going to get really bad. This alligator has her, hand in his mouth.
Not even just like a couple fingers, the whole thing's in there. Yeah. She's locked in.
You know what's missing is dramatic, like African jungle music. Dun, 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 dun. That's what you need.
All right. Everyone's in stunned silence. No,
I know. I know. It's unreal. There's got to be, from what I can see from the camera, half a dozen people that are standing there.
Easily.
Adults. I'm not even counting the kids.
Yeah. Doing nothing.
It's the one guy.
They're not even yelling,
no.
Help.
No.
No one's going for help. They're going, well, got to watch this. It's probably part of the program.
And it's not just that her hand.
Probably part of the program.
This is interesting. All
I
right.
paid $6.50 for my child to watch this. We're going to watch this.
This is better than I thought.
Right. I thought it was going to be dull.
We're going to remember this forever.
Yeah, you can keep the T-shirt.
I didn't know Rick worked here and was an alligator wrestler.
I had no idea. Wow, that's amazing.
You got a stick?
So she's telling him how to help her.
Lock him up now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen very carefully.
No sudden movements.
I need you to go and open his doors.
I got to tell you, she's a very brave person, too, because her hand is completely in an alligator's mouth, and that thing is locked on it, and she's not screaming.
I can feel his tongue.
The gator is thrashing back and forth.
Yeah. Well, it does the roll. So, like, everything that you, if you ever watch those nature programs, they say, look, the bite is so bad.
Right.
But once they start rolling,
the
you're done.
Roll.
That's it.
The death
that's when they're trying to kill you.
They're trying to drown you, yeah.
So this thing is rolling, and she's rolling with it, like, just trying to keep her arm intact. And he's the only one who's like, coming in, and jumps on this thing's back. And like under its jaw. He's like holding air. He has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah. That thing's probably.
He's completely become a human backpack on this.
Yes.
Thing.
That thing's probably shoes by now.
So now he's like face to face. He's looking right at her over the top of the alligator's mouth. And he's like,
what do I do now?
Now what?
Yeah. Now, at this point in the recording, is her hand out of the alligator yet?
No. Nope.
No. So she's still locked in.
Completely stuck.
Right. Jeez. And no one's screaming for help.
I'm telling you.
And the person with the cell phone, I don't know. What do you do with this person?
Yeah.
Like, throw them in the alligator.
Well, you check the menu later on in the week. There's going to be gator on the menu.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I appreciate that person because we have this footage.
Yeah.
That's what I think of TMZ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a stick? Hold this.
That was his cell phone, so he throws his cell phone.
Calmly, can you hold this?
Yeah, but no one comes into the cage. They're like,
yeah, okay.
Not me.
The phone seems fine right there.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a new one if this doesn't work out.
Right. So here it comes at the glass now.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks for holding that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice catch. Appreciate it.
There's the other guy.
Yeah, and this guy does nothing.
No,
really.
He talks to her.
Yeah.
I think this looks like his wife said, get in there and do something.
I forgot.
I don't know what to do.
The kids are looking.
Hey, do I look like an alligator wrestler?
I don't know. I came here
for this stupid party. I don't even know these people.
I just came because it was cake.
Oh my God, it's our kid's friend. Like, what? Who cares?
What is the cake?
So it's about 60 seconds to this point where the second guy comes in now and says, can I do anything to help? 60 seconds.
Can I do anything to help?
You get lost.
No, I'm fine, really.
No, I see.
How about call 911? That's what you don't hear in the background.
No.
Like, no one's on, hey, this is an emergency, I'm here. Because, all right, the step one, let's get her free. And step two, she's probably going to need an ambulance.
Right.
Someone grab a belt. Someone grab, like, when she gets out, we're going to need to help her.
Something. Something.
Yeah. What did she say?
If you could just support me. So she asked him actually to hold the part of her arm that's not inside the gator's mouth.
Right.
So he's actually got to reach closest now to his mouth.
Ah.
Like this other guy's on his back. He's holding him under the jaw, under his throat. But this guy's now got to support her forearm above the wrist of the hand that's stuck in his mouth.
Oh.
Because she's like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but if you just hold my arm, it's going to help take a lot of pressure off of my wrist.
Ugh.
All right, so he does do something.
Yeah, you know, the alligator's going on.
Yeah, that's like, I would ask, well, how long is your arm and how deep is the alligator's mouth?
You want me to?
Let's do the math on this one, because if that thing just slides up a little bit more, I'm going to lose my hand here.
How deep is your mouth?
But part of the support was she's now reaching with her other hand to start trying to pry his mouth open.
Right.
So her left hand is in the gator's mouth. This guy's on the back. The other guy's now supporting her wrist with the hand in the mouth. And with her right hand, she's trying to pull down on his lower jaw, the alligator's jaw.
This animal trainer, something else.
Yeah, good one.
And the guy on the back is something else.
Yes.
Unreal.
And the guy with the black shirt who's now walked in is a little bit more than I thought before.
And you know what? Of the three of them, he's going to be the guy who's got the best story. He's going to be like, oh, I helped. I was right in there. Oh, my God. You should have seen it. No one wanted to go in there, but I went in there. I was holding her arm, and I was closest to his mouth.
He'll be on the TV news.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The other guy would be like, no, I just wanted to help.
Just want to make sure everyone's okay.
I have a chain of pants.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You all right?
Well, they're asking her just basic questions now to make sure she's...
No, I'm not all right.
Right. Turn-ons.
So how's it going?
Yeah, I've been good.
How do you think it's going here?
I've been good.
My arm's in a friggin' alligator's mouth. Okay? How do you think... You all right?
I would say... How's it feel?
We're about to order Chinese for lunch. Do you want to put something in for the order?
What's it like in there? Is it wet? Is it smooth as tongue or is it kind of raspy? I lost a watch last week. Can you like take a look?
So the alligators have gag reflexes because all you'd have to do is put your finger a little bit into my mouth and I'm like, ah!
Right.
I'm not biting down. I'm like, ah!
Well, it's good to know if you bite my hand.
From what I remember, they have the exact opposite.
Oh.
If their mouth is open and something touches any part of their mouth, it's just an instant chomp.
Like a Venus flytrap.
Like a single grain of sand
like
will trigger
trap.
That whole just...
Oh, right. Man.
Right.
And why the hell are you in there? What, you know, really? This is the job you apply for.
Right, yeah. Oh, yes, I'll work with a dangerous animal.
Yeah, I'll do this, yeah. You know, with random people outside.
No kids, though. Yeah, I won't work with kids, though. Yeah. Dangerous animal, I'm all over that, though.
Wow, this seems like a dumb job. Yep. It just really seems like a dumb job.
What do I need to know? If he does anything.
Who's doing the talking now? The guy in the black shirt holding her arm or the guy that's on the back like a backpack holding the alligator?
I think they do have another person who works now at the place in like talking to her.
And that took so long for that person
time.
To yeah. show up.
They have to fill an accident report.
Wow. Sorry, I was just typing up the accident report.
You were on company time when this is going on right now, right? Yeah. You're on your break or nothing.
So what's happening here?
They're trying to open his mouth, and he's like, nope.
Yeah.
She does get out, though, and now this guy's just stuck on the back of the alligator, and he's alone.
Now what do I do?
Yeah. Pretty much, that's exactly what's happening.
He's, yeah,
he's looking at them
out.
Like, how do I get off now?
Didn't think this part out.
That was the worst part. I felt for him.
Yeah. I need a roll of duct tape quick.
She gets free, and now he's stuck there on the back of the alligator. Right. Like, okay, how do I get out of here? Because I know...
How you been? Good?
Clearly, it wants...
There is a step two
some human flesh in its
to
mouth.
This escape that we did not think about.
I'm going to have to think this one out.
Just like throw your arms back and jump out.
And right. Every time he moves a little, the alligator's going nuts. So he's just holding on.
Yeah.
And eventually he just lets go of everything and runs out. And thankfully he's fine.
Yeah.
But man, I was worried about that.
Holy crap.
Right.
Now I hear someone on the phone.
Amy!
Come here. She's dead.
She's bit. Well, thanks.
That was the person recording. That was their only thing that they contributed the whole time.
They wanted
she's
narration.
Bit.
Narration, yeah.
At the end, after she's out.
Yeah. Thank you very much, person.
Wow, because we didn't know that. And, wow, thanks for all your help.
Jazz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
95.9 The Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandaj@morning.com. Damn, I am not done with this alligator story.
Was that the title story?
Did you post the video?
I did, yes. Matter of fact, under the heading of, I'm guessing next time it's back to clowns and balloon animals for this kid's birthday party.
The party.
Party.
The birthday party.
Birthday party.
Yeah, it was amazing. This guy is attending a children's birthday party at one of these animal places, and there was an alligator in an enclosure with water and a trainer, and it grabbed the trainer, and they had the trainer's hand, and what?
They call her a handler, so that makes more sense now.
That's true.
She put her hand in there.
The alligator had the hand of the handler.
Right.
And this one guy with, like, a police or firefighter response. Like this, I would love to know what this guy does for a living. Because he looked like it was a cop reaction.
I think it works McDonald's.
Someone's in trouble. I don't care if I'm in danger. I'm jumping on this alligator's back. He's just a dad at a kid's birthday party.
Or he's hating life and is a good way to take myself out.
Yeah, I just got married.
I'll look
Please
heroic.
Kill me.
I'll look heroic.
Nobody did anything.
No.
They all just watched in cell phone video.
Who wants cake?
Yeah, but you know, we were just like 5 minutes away from pizza, and I didn't eat before we got here. Can we wrap this up?
We should probably feed the kids right now. You guys take care of that.
But this guy's name was Donnie, apparently.
Yeah, Ashley was reaching out to him. Apparently, there's someone with his name who looks just like him.
Wow, two Donnies like
in that area, and you spoke to him?
I spoke with him, and he said that everyone's been contacting him. And people are even Venmoing him money, saying, oh, treat yourself to a beer. Good job. And he's like, I really hope we could find the right Donnie Wiseman because...
You want Donnie the alligator guy. Now, this is Donnie the accepting Venmo money guy.
He's like, I can't accept this money. It's not me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I definitely took care of it. Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to know what he does for a living because it was a cop-like reaction.
It's not listed. And I looked up a couple articles. I can't find it.
It says here, works at Chuck E. Cheese.
The bio on his Facebook just says steak and greens.
Steak and greens?
Yeah.
Like is that the bake? Name of a restaurant?
Shake and bake.
I like steak and potatoes.
Maybe it's a name of a band.
Salad gets in the way on the plate of having good stuff.
Right.
He's having some alligator steak now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, you know he is.
He was on that thing's back. He definitely saved that woman's hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Potentially saved her life.
Right. She could have bled out.
Everybody else stood around. And I got to tell you something. You know the people with the lawsuits are going to be the people who were outside the enclosure saying, I've been emotionally affected watching this.
My child's been traumatized. You're going to pay for his college.
That's
going to
be it.
Car.
Yeah. It's going to be the kids.
Yep. My child is having nightmares.
You know who's traumatized? The woman with her hand in the mouth.
And she'll be the last one to sue. And even the place said... She knew the dangers when she took the job.
That's why.
Like, that's your statement?
This article, she's quoted, and she said, what happened was an accident. I am more to blame than the gator is.
Right. Wow.
Those animal people.
Different breed.
Different breed.
Well, actually, the alligator told her, you tell them that or I'm going to chew you. You tell them that it was an accident. It's all your fault.
I mean, she's right. An alligator was doing what alligators do.
Right. They bite.
This is what they do.
They go bite.
Yeah.
They go bite.
And I put myself in a cage with an alligator, and an alligator did what it does.
The extent of her injuries, apparently, an injury to her tendon in her wrist and a bone chip, and that's it.
Nice.
Oh, wow. It would have been more. She would not. She would have a stub right
yeah,
now.
She'd be a Captain Hook.
She wouldn't be a handler.
Yar.
She'd be a,
Yar.
An armler.
Right. Yar.
A stubbler.
I've got a hook in me eye.
A nubbler.
Yar.
A nubbler.
Right. Should have a pair on her shoulder next time. Yeah, right.
The here,
next...
let me shake your hand. Oh.
No, she's working a
parrot. Your other hand.
She's working in Parrot World now. You lose your hand, you go to Parrot World. You're in a pirate outfit. Yar.
Do you get a discount on gloves?
Yeah, right.
You have to meet someone online who lost
side.
The other hand,
right,
and then you buy
together.
Gloves together.
Right.
You know, I got to pitch this to Amanda because she does not get a discount when she buys shoes.
Okay, well,
she's got to buy two.
She needs to find a friend who's missing the other leg and has a similar taste in shoes. Yes, let's buy this pair.
I just put it on Craigslist looking for the other shoe.
She went skiing once, and she's like, can I just rent the one boot? They're like, no, because we can't give the other one to someone.
the fun you have.
Ah, jeez. This guy. That's some deal, man.
Yep.
He just jumped right in. Then everybody else, this seems like a safe place to get my camera out and film.
We find that this guy's been hiding from the law.
I'd be on the other side of the glass. There's no way I'm getting in there.
First of all, it smells in those things. Reptiles make smelly water.
That's what would keep you out?
Oh, yeah. The smell? Oh.
There's another T-shirt.
Reptiles make smelly water.
I'm writing that down.
They do.
Would be AJ standing outside the enclosure with his flip-flops.
It's like
a woman is bitten and like locked in the
reptiles
jaws
make smelly
of a
water.
Alligator. Reptiles make smelly water.
Right. I'm telling you.
A woman is about to die.
You ever walk in on a toilet, hasn't been flushed in a couple of days? Boom.
I got to tell you, he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I've gone through those stupid things. I'm like, in and out. Like, oh, this was this way.
Yeah, no, it's like a swamp.
It smells, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, not a place to be.
They can't drink water because they wouldn't.
It does. It stinks
after
on
you
ice,
urinate and poo and water. Yeah.
This list of AJ T-shirt sayings is fantastic, by the way.
I want that one. That should be the first one. Reptiles make smelly water.
No, I like barbecues make people angry.
Okay.
I like doors open and they close.
Oh,
how about history? History happened.
Yeah. I'm still fascinated with this alligator story, and we keep getting more information. So, you know, this family, you know, all these people are at this kid's birthday party in Utah, and they're at one of these snakes and whatever deals. And
scales
there's
and tails and cold.
Scales and tails.
Right.
And there's handlers in an alligator enclosure, and the alligator bites her, drags her into the water, and this guy who was there with his kid, just got married, there with his new wife, jumps in, wrestles this alligator.
Right.
And eventually helps free her, probably saved her life.
Yes.
We were making fun of the woman who was just standing there with the cell phone.
Right.
Didn't say a word until it was all over and said, he bit her.
She's bitten.
She's bitten.
She's bitten.
No, really.
She done been bit.
Kevin Hogan, Channel 3, just sent AJ a message that woman was this guy's new wife.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's like, all right, the insurance payment's coming in right away.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Now, I would just love to talk to her, too, to see what was going through her mind. There's two arguments here. One is she should have been screaming for help.
Right.
Because it's her new husband.
Uh-huh.
She has an emotional attachment to the person who might die right now.
You would think.
They might have been together for a while, and she's like, I'm kind of sick of the bastard.
The other thing you can argue is she did the best thing by not screaming.
Right.
And recording.
Or the third option could be that he ran, said, I'm going in, film me.
Have you ever had a situation that was tense and someone's screaming and it's making it worse?
So much worse. And you know what? I hadn't even considered that, especially around animals. They tell you usually before you approach, like before you're even like at the glass, these are the rules. And I guarantee you that was one of them.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. We've had spiders in our house.
Oh.
And it's happened at Ashley's house.
Right.
Where the screamer is making the situation much worse.
The echoes still come through the woods at night.
So I think that now I get it.
Remain
now
calm.
I get while she was just recording this and not screaming for help.
And she's also thinking that other guy had my eye on. Yeah. Use his insurance
money.
I can
see Phil's going through his computer.
Maybe she should have screamed to distract the alligator.
Yeah, these two would not be running in there.
No, can you imagine these two at the alligator thing?
Nope.
That's Eric, the second that high-pitched scream at the end. That is not Ashley.
You know what happened? The alligator
that is not Darby.
It would open its mouth and go, shut the hell up! I'm going to bite them. Bring them in here.
Yeah, the alligator might retreat and go under the water because it's hurting its ears.
The hell is that noise?
You have to kill it. It's going to crawl into my mouth when I'm sleeping.
Really? That's your scenario? It's going to crawl into your mouth? Maybe it doesn't want to go in your mouth.
Spiders are are scarier, yeah. right?
These two are not rescuers.
No.
No.
No. These are the ones who rescue.
Then, what do I have here?
Oh, my God.
Stop. It went under the dreadnought.
It's a cricket, by the way.
Right.
The front of the dreadnought. Oh.
What?
Under the front of the dreadnought. Please. I want
a treadmill.
Right. You know, crickets are lucky.
Cricket.
Yeah, crickets are lucky, by the way.
You got to say it right. It's treadmill.
Yeah, all these years been saying it wrong. I'm on the treadmill.
Yeah, maybe this woman did the right thing after all.
Yes. Get the mouth shut.
Just yeah, because it was film. Already a tense situation. Right. You don't need to add to it.
Yeah, just film.
Yeah, just film.
Yep. Wow, my ears are ringing still.
I know. I know. Could you imagine?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.